Hey, grown-ups! We are so incredibly grateful to you for listening to Story Pirates. Season 6 was really, really fun to make, and we're so excited for Season 7 right around the corner. To help us make the Story Pirates podcast the best it can be, we've created a short survey for our listeners, and we'd really, really appreciate it if you could take a few minutes to fill it out. You'll be able to tell us what you like about the Story Pirates podcast and what you'd like to see us do in the future. To fill it out, just go to realm.fm/kids. That's realm, spelled R-E-A-L-M, .fm/kids. And as a thank you, everyone who fills it out can enter to win a prize pack from a whole bunch of different kids' podcasts, including Story Pirates! Pretty cool. Again, that website is realm.fm/kids. Thank you.
Now back to the show.
Hey, grown-ups. If you're a fan of comedy, there's a brand new podcast from our friend Justin Bartha that I wanted to tell you about. You may remember Justin from episode 7 this season. He's the treasure hunter at the Met. And as you heard, a seriously funny actor. Justin's show is called King of the Egg Cream, and in addition to Justin, it has just the most incredible cast. Again, this show's just for grown-ups and probably older kids. Grown-ups, you can take a listen yourself and see what you think. But if you're a fan of hilarious stuff and well-told stories, you will probably like King of the Egg Cream. Here's a taste.
This egg cream is delicious. I wish the chocolate syrup inside wasn't so expensive. If you'd like to save some shekels and have some fun at the same time, make sure you tune in to King of the Egg Cream, available wherever you get your podcasts.
And now, back to the show.
Whoa, what's going on in here?
Oh, hey, Lee. Hi, Peter. Rachel and I are just doing some crafts.
For what?
Well, because you know how we asked our listeners to help us name the Story Pirate ship?
Yeah.
And then hundreds of kids submitted answers?
Uh-huh, yes, exposition.
Well, today is the day we finally select an official name for our ship. And so we wanted to make a bunch of big giant decorations for the big giant reveal.
Oh, wow, what a brilliant idea.
We know.
Okay, well, thanks, and have fun.
We will.
Psst, hey, Lee.
Yeah.
Megan and Rachel came up with a really good idea for our big day.
Yeah, they really did.
Megan and Rachel are always coming up with brilliant ideas.
Uh-huh.
We should do something to celebrate the big reveal, too!
Huh, you're right. Let's think.
I got it! You go first.
Okay, my idea is, let's shout out all the amazing names that kids came up with for our ship. What were you gonna say?
Oh, it had something to do with snacks. Rachel, Megan, we just have the best idea. Before we announce what the name of our ship is, we're going to read out a bunch of the amazing name ideas that kids sent to us.
Oh, yeah, we already thought of that.
Oh.
But did you think about snacks?
Yeah.
Okay, cool, then I have nothing.
Oh, good! The glitter's here!
Make it action.
You can make a really funny story.
Use your imagination, obviously.
The Story Pirates.
Welcome back to the Story Pirates podcast, everybody.
Where each week we take stories written by kids
and turn them into sketch comedy
and songs.
And we do it all from a big unnamed pirate ship out on the open ocean. This week, we are so excited to finally reveal the name of this ship that we're on, and we're even more excited because the name was sent to us by one of our listeners!
But first, let's hear a story!
Good idea, Peter. First, here's a little bit of the original story that the author sent in to us. Rachel, would you do the honors?
I would love to. Here's how the grizzly bear turned into a polar bear. Once upon a time, there was a grizzly bear in the woods. His name was Ruffle. Ruffle liked living in the woods because he could catch fish from the river. But Ruffle dreamed of becoming a polar bear. He wanted to be a polar bear because he could live in an igloo and catch even bigger fish. The Arctic was way too far from the forest for Ruffle to walk, so Ruffle went to the zoo. He walked all the way from the forest. Well, once he stopped and got a fish because he was hungry for a snack. When Ruffle got to the zoo, he went to the polar bear exhibit. When he walked inside, he saw the most beautiful white polar bears. He asked one, "How can I turn into a polar bear like you?"
And to hear how that story ends, you'll have to hear our adaptation. And here to introduce it is the author.
Hi, my name's Max. I'm in the first grade. I live in Colorado, and this is my story, how the grizzly bear turned into a polar bear.
My name is Ruffle. I live in the woods. I'm a grizzly bear, and it's okay. I'm a bear, a big grizzly bear. I'm not secretly wishing to be something else. Why would I? I can catch big fish in the river. I can eat wild berries for dinner. I can rub my back for totally free on all of these incredibly bumpy trees. Ah, ooh, yes, incredibly bumpy. These trees feel great.
Hey!
Oh, hi, family of mice.
Ruffle, you're rubbing your back on our house again.
And it feels amazing, but somehow it's not enough. Can I tell you a secret?
Well, you're sitting on the door to our house, so we don't
I have a dream. I wanna be a polar bear, not a grizzly. I'd live in an igloo. If I got my wish, my fur would be white. I'd catch bigger fish. Yeah, I'd be a polar bear. A beautiful polar bear. That is my dream. That is my dream.
You turn into a polar bear? Yeah, right. How would you even get to the Arctic? It's too far for you to walk. At least that's what the polar bears at the zoo said.
The zoo? I'll go to the zoo and ask the polar bears how to become one of them. Thank you, family of mice.
Don't hug us. You're too big to. Ow, 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 ow. Ooh, ooh, you're crushing us.
Goodbye, mice. Goodbye, forest friends. At the zoo, my new life will begin.
Hi, welcome to the zoo. I'm the zookeeper.
I'd like to speak to the polar bears.
Okay, but fair warning, they're kinda grumpy. Hey, polar bears, there's a grizzly bear here to see you.
Oh, hooray!
You're all so beautiful.
What do you want?
To be a polar bear, a beautiful polar bear. That is my dream.
You turn into a polar bear? Yeah, right!
Hey, get a load of this guy!
We got a fresh one. I'd like to be a giraffe.
Please.
All right.
Let's do the instructions.
Step one, find a scientist. Scientist.
Did someone say scientist?
Scientist.
I'm a scientist.
Scientist. Step two, ask her for a polar bear transformation formula. Transformation
formula.
This is going incredibly well.
Step three, drink the formula. 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 Then you'll be a polar bear.
Grizzly bear.
Oh, you have to, like, hibernate first.
Oh, we didn't tell you that?
Right, yeah.
Yeah, forgot to mention
I
that.
I want to be a giraffe.
Okay, stop.
We know. We know.
We get it.
So I go back to the forest, and I lay down to sleep. And when I wake up in April, would you believe what I see? Fluffy white me. I'm a polar bear, now it's true. It's good to be who I wanna be. To live how I want, happy as me. Yeah, I'm a polar bear, a beautiful polar bear. I'm a real polar bear.
He's a real polar bear.
I'm a real polar bear.
He's a real polar bear.
at home listening, a while back, we asked you to send us in your ideas for what we should name this big, awesome, falling apart ship that we live on and make a podcast on and hang out on the ocean on.
Lee, that's true. And boy, did our listeners deliver. They sent in hundreds of amazing suggestions. They were incredible. And while we wish our ship could have a million different names, it just can't.
So we thought we would share some of the amazing ideas that we got with you right now. So we're all gonna just share our faves.
Yeah.
You guys ready?
Okay.
I think so.
So I'm gonna start with a name that came to us from a listener named Josephine, and Josephine's name is the Pirate Dreamboat.
Ooh, I feel like I'm a pirate dreamboat.
Yeah.
You know, because I'm cute and lovely.
No, we got it.
Here's another one I like. It's from Otis, and Otis suggested we name the ship the SS Ninja.
Whoa.
Hi, Sneaky. Yeah.
Here's one I really like from Malachi. It's called Falling Apart Fat Boat.
Yeah, it is falling apart.
From Charlie, Kitty Cat Love.
Yes, Kitty Cat.
From Aria, Marvin, a.k.a. Commander Fluffy Pants.
Okay.
Hey, Rolo, do you want to share some of your favorite names?
Oh, yeah, Lee. I'll totally tell you some of the ones that I like. This one comes from Audrey, and Audrey's is called Castle of the Sea.
Ooh.
I like it, yeah. Another one comes from Knox, and Knox is Bloodtooth.
Whoa!
Scary.
Sounds like our ship needs to go to the dentist.
Ooh.
And here's a nice one. Willa has the Unicorn.
Oh.
Nice. Stick a horn right on the front of the boat.
We should do that.
Not a bad idea.
I got some of my favorites I would love to share with you.
Go ahead, Peter.
This kid, whose name is Josiah, suggested we call the ship Josiah's Bounty.
Oh, that's good.
Humble.
Here's one from James. He thought we should call it Imagination Transportation.
Beautiful.
Right? Oh.
He gets us. Here's one from Ethan. Ethan thinks we should call the ship Snowy the Snow Leopard Leprechaun.
Oh,
I love that.
Beautiful, exotic.
You think you know what it is, and then it's something else.
Mm-hmm.
Megan, what do you have?
Well, I like this one from Thomas. It's called the Husky Mobile.
Ooh.
Charlie thinks we should call the ship Pillow Ship. No decks, just pillows.
I'm into this.
It sounds comfortable. Mm-hmm. Simon is very funny, and he thinks we should name the ship Taco McSilly Pants.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Devlin gave us the name The Honker.
Yes.
Pretty good. I love that. Pretty good. All right. And then the last one that I'm going to shout out was submitted by somebody who did not give us their name, but it's really one of my personal favorites. And the suggestion was Flower Husband.
Yes.
That's perfect.
Yes, I thought it was great. All right, Rachel, I can't wait to hear what you have.
Okay. So there were so many good ones to choose from, but here are some of my faves. From Nora, we got the Daring Story Dragon.
Love that.
Yeah, spooky, right? I don't know what this wonderful child's name is, but their idea is amazing, and it's the Cuckoo Bad Ship.
Oh!
Jack, age 6, sent us in a few suggestions, all amazing. We got the legend-eating kraken.
Cool.
The floating pine cone.
Wow.
And the green toadstool.
Whoa.
From Porter, age 4, I know this might sound a little silly, but Porter's idea is the Story Pirates Fart Ship.
Are you sure that's not just the name of Peter's cabin?
Hello.
Take it.
Gotcha.
This one's really nice, you guys. Lucy said that we should name the ship the Story Pirates Friendly Ship.
Oh,
that's nice.
It is a friendly ship.
It is.
You guys, we just shared so many amazing titles, but honestly, it's just a few of the amazing titles that were sent in to us.
I wish we could read all of them.
I really do. And thank you to everybody who sent us in a name for the ship. And right after this, we'll tell you which one will be the name of our ship?
We'll be right back.
Hey, grown-ups. Today's episode is brought to you by Paramount Pictures' new big screen family comedy adventure, If. Set within the magical world of imaginary friends, If's fantastically fun, original story entertains audiences of all ages and delivers a comedy packed with lots of laughs and heart. If is in theaters May 17th. Personally, I'm looking forward to seeing If because of all the weird, wild, and funny characters. I saw the trailer, and there's this weird banana-looking character that you can only see in the trailer for like a second, but I'm obsessed. What's that guy's deal? I cannot wait to find out. Plus, if you know me, you know I like a stacked cast, and this one has got it all. Ryan Reynolds, John Krasinski, Kaylee Fleming, Fiona Shaw, Phoebe Waller-Bridge, Louis Gossett Jr., and Steve Carell. A-list much? Not to mention that IF also has my personal favorite actor of all time. That's right, Jon Stewart. I am excited to see this movie, not least of all, because I'd like to see and or hear Jon Stewart on the big screen. From visionary director John Krasinski, IF is about a girl who discovers that she can see everyone's imaginary friends. It's the perfect movie to see with the whole family and takes audiences on a magical big screen adventure filled with heart and hilarious laughs that are meant to be shared. Best of all, IF celebrates the power of a child's imagination, which, you know, sounds pretty good to me. See IF in theaters May 17th. Hey grown-ups, today's episode is sponsored by DoorDash, where you can get $0 delivery fees on eligible orders with Dash Pass, and new members get a 30-day free trial. Hey, Peter.
Hey, Lee.
What you doing?
Just waiting for a delivery.
Oh, that's cool. What are you getting?
It's here. Thank you. Delicious sushi.
Aren't you going to eat it now?
Oh, no. I'm waiting for a delivery.
I thought that was your delivery.
Another delivery. It's here. Thank you.
What's that delivery?
Groceries.
Oh, want help putting them away?
Thanks, but not yet. I'm waiting for a delivery.
Another delivery.
It's here. Thank you.
Peter, why are you getting...
It's here! Thank you!
This seems like a lot
It's here! Thank you!
Peter, why do you keep getting so many deliveries?
It's too easy! I can't stop!
Well, what's that delivery you just got?
Oh, more sushi?
Wow, I guess getting that many deliveries makes you hungry.
You have no idea.
Open the door to $0 delivery fees and savings you can't get anywhere else. Sign up for Dash Pass today only on DoorDash and get your first 30 days free if you're a new member. Subject to change, terms apply.
All right, so those were some amazing names for the Story Pirate ship, but I think it's time for the big moment. You know, the moment we've all been waiting for. But wait, there's a twist. Rolo?
Yes, Leigh?
Would you do me the honor of selecting a ship's name at random?
What?
Chaos.
I've written all of the names that were submitted down on slips of paper and put them into this hat.
Lee, it would be my pleasure.
Okay, so, I guess just, you know, pick one out of the hat.
Oh, wait. Oh, I have a better idea. Okay, I'll take all the suggestions up into the bucket thingy where we look through the looky-loo and then throw them all down. And then Rolo can grab one out of the air.
Amazing. Good thing you got over your fear of heights, huh, Rachel?
Yeah, exactly. Thanks, guys.
Ooh, and then I'll use my acting skills to read the name out loudly and with emotion.
And then I will use my hands to clap.
Brilliant.
Okay, here I go. Climbing up the ladder to the bucket thingy. Okay! Ready, Rolo?
Ready!
Here they come! Toss!
Wow! It's beautiful!
Like a suggestion snowstorm.
I'm closing my eyes and reaching out and... Got one! Wow! This is a good one. Megan, here you go.
Drum roll, please.
All right, everyone. The name of our ship is... The Tidal Wave!
Ooh!
Wow!
This is a pun!
Now it's time for all our decorations! Release the balloons! Raise the streamers! Bring out the parade float! Reveal the giant cake full of doves!
And finally, release my snacks! Woo! Snacks!
Wow! What an amazing day for us aboard the Tidal Wave! And I just have to tell you guys, the Tidal Wave is spelled T-I-T-L-E, like title of a story.
Oh, that's so
funny. We do stories!
Yes!
I get it.
That's why it works.
But wait. We didn't just come up with this name on our own. Let's look to see who sent it in. All right. Looks like Ethan, 5 years old, from Phoenixville, Pennsylvania. Ethan, what an amazing name. Thanks for sending it in!
Well, hey guys, should we do another story to celebrate?
Yeah!
Hi, my name's Finn. I'm in the third grade, and I live in Maryland. And my story's called Border Man's Trial.
Oh, yeah. My name is Boogerman, and I'm your guy. My favorite thing is staying dry. There's one thing that you can bet, and it's that I hate getting wet. Wow, boy, oh, boy. I've been walking for a while now. I love how dry the sand is. Where the heck am I, anyway?
Hey, Boogerman, welcome to the beach.
Ah! You snuck up on me. Who are you?
I'm the entire ocean.
Yeah, get away from here. Help, help, please. This water thing is attacking
me. Okay, all right,
get this
cool
water
it,
thing
cool
away.
It, cool it, man. What's wrong?
It's you. You're what's wrong. I will be shrunken if you touch me, and I do not like water.
Shrunken?
Yes, for you see, I am a booger man. Do you have any idea what happens to me, a man made of boogers, when I get wet? Let me tell you, it is not good.
Hey, that's offensive. I just happen to be the most needed thing on the planet.
Yeah, right. How so?
Oh, I don't know. I'm the largest ecosystem on Earth. I generate half of the oxygen you breathe. I contain more than 97% of the Earth's water. I absorb carbon dioxide from the atmosphere.
Yeah, okay, I got it. I don't care how important you are. You're still water. And I don't like water. So water, you're gonna do about it.
I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll go to Uranus until you apologize.
I guess that means you'll go to Uranus forever, because I will never apologize to you.
Ha! Fine! Then I'm going to Uranus right now! Goodbye! I'm floating off to Uranus! Passing Mars! Passing through the asteroid belt! Passing Jupiter! Up there!
Yeah, well, goodbye and good riddance.
All right, family, we've finally arrived here at the beach.
Wait, honey, are you sure this is the beach?
Why, yes, that sign right there says the beach.
But where is the ocean?
Hey, you're right. Where did all the water go? The water's gone!
It should be right there!
Who did this? Who is responsible for making the ocean go away?
Well, I did hear him talking to it.
Who?
Yeah!
That filthy, stinky man made of boogers who looks as though he's never once thought about taking a shower or bath?
Yeah!
Yes, that dry, crusty, clearly dehydrated booger man with the hard, sandpapery tongue that looks as though he's never even had a sip of water!
The booger man! He's responsible for making the ocean go away!
The booger man should be punished!
Yes, punish the booger man! Trial. Trial. Trial.
I don't think that's
trial.
Necessary.
Trial.
I don't think we need a trial.
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 Order. Order in the court. Order. We are gathered here today for the trial of the People versus Booger Man. Booger Man, what these fine people say is that you warded the ocean away. How do you plead?
How don't I plead? Am I right?
I don't understand.
Neither do I.
Order! Order!
Order what? I already ate before I got here.
Enough, Booger Man! The court would like to call to the stand its first witness, the woman from the beach.
That's me.
Excuse me, pardon me, coming through. I'm the witness. Saw it all. These eyes don't lie. Pardon me. I'm at the stand.
Do you swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you, Bob?
I do.
All right. Did you see who was responsible for making the ocean go away?
Yes. I saw him talking to it. That lumpy green booger man right there who looks exactly like dry, crispy sewage.
Yeesh, tell me how you really feel, yoinks.
Booger man, you may now question the witness.
All right, woman from the beach, are you sure that it was me you saw talking to the ocean?
Yes, I saw you talking to it.
But how do you know it was me you saw?
How do I know it was you? You're a desiccated, fluidless clump of parched boogeriness. I've never seen anyone that looks remotely like you.
At least I'm one of a kind. No further questions, Your Honor.
Very well. The court would now like to call to the stand Booger Man.
That means I need to come down.
Yeah, so I'll just get by you this way. Actually, oh, wait, you're going
you
left.
You should have just waited for me to get out of the stand.
No, that's right. That would have been smart.
On. That's just
I should
etiquette.
Have, okay. And I'm at the stand.
Booger Man, do you swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you, Bob?
I do. Wait, does that mean I cannot lie?
Yes, you've sworn an oath, which means you cannot lie.
I cannot lie.
You cannot lie.
I cannot. Hey, wait, who keeps making those dun-dun sounds?
It's me, Bob.
So help me, Bob. Fine, I cannot lie. I did make the ocean go away. But don't worry. Even though I may have offended the ocean away, I will invent something that can get it back.
Okay, Boogerman, I will set you free to invent something to fix this mess. But if you don't invent something to bring the ocean back, I will dunk you in water!
That would make me shrunken! Okay, I'll get back to my house and see what I can invent.
Very well. Then we shall all meet at the beach to see what you've come up with tomorrow! Ah, here we are at the beach, and it's tomorrow. I mean, well, now it's today, but today is the tomorrow of yesterday when I said we'd meet tomorrow.
What?
You know what? Don't worry.
All right. Well, we're all here at the beach, and my invention is this. I will attach a tube to a sucky fan and make it long enough to reach Uranus.
Wait, Uranus is 2.57 to 3.15 billion kilometers away from Earth.
Yeah, so?
So you'd need a tube that's 3.15 billion kilometers long.
Yeah, I have one.
From where?
My house.
Wait. You have a 3.15 billion kilometer tube at your house? Why?
I don't know. I like tubes.
You like tubes?
Yeah, I think they're cool. They're all tubey.
Tubey?
Yeah, tubey or not tubey. That is the question.
That's not a question.
Order! Your love of tubes doesn't matter right now. What matters is that we get the ocean back before we all perish.
All right, you're right. Okay, I'm turning my machine on now. Yes! It works! It's sucking the ocean back from Uranus!
It worked! The ocean is back on Earth!
Hooray!
Hey, ocean.
Oh, hey, Boogerman. What are you doing here?
Look, ocean, I've learned a lesson. I should never have been mean to you. I'm sorry.
It's okay. I forgive you.
Oh, you do? That's fantastic!
Order! Order on the beach! I hereby proclaim Boogerman's trial over! Boogerman, you are free to go!
Hooray! Thanks so much, Ocean. Friends?
Friends.
How about a handshake? Put her there. Oh, wait, no! I touched you! I touched the ocean! I'm being shrunken! Oh, yuck, look at me! I look like a tiny scab that's been rubbed raw by a moist towelette! I look exactly like a crusty backwash crumb from a sip of stale grape soda! I look just like
Gross.
If you
Stop describing yourself!
Wow, how is this man made of boogers even alive?
Magic and exercise!
The end! And now, Lee speaks with the author.
Hey, Finn.
Hi.
This is Lee from Story Pirates. Finn, your story, Booger Man's Trial. How did you get the idea for that?
Well, I usually have to look at a bunch of boogers my sisters wipe all over the place.
There's just boogers everywhere from your sisters?
Mm-hmm.
Is it gross to you?
Very. I have to watch out whenever I play with something.
Oh my gosh. Then how did that turn into a story idea?
Well, I've seen a lot of trial shows.
Uh-huh.
And I know a lot about it because we're learning about that in school, about the legislative branch, the judicial branch, and the executive branch.
Cool. And so you decided you wanted to do a trial show.
Yes.
Has there one that you watched that you would recommend?
Not really. They're mostly mom shows.
Got it. Like shows your mom's watching?
Yes.
So you decided that Booger Man should go on trial for making the ocean go away?
Yes.
What do you think would have happened if he hadn't been able to bring the ocean back?
He would have probably gotten dunked in the water.
Oh, no.
By the judge.
That's the worst thing you can do to a booger.
Yes.
Maybe you should just dunk all your toys in water so that to get the boogers off of them.
Maybe. That's actually a really good idea.
Well, check with your mom first before you do it, okay?
Okay.
So you wrote your story in script form.
Yes.
When you're writing, do you ever act out the parts?
Actually, yes.
You do?
Mm-hmm.
So do you have voices for different characters?
Well, I like to take character traits from them and then convert it into the voice, like a slimy, big,
booger would sound like, I cannot lie, I can make the ocean go away.
What about the ocean? What does the ocean sound like?
Like tidal waves coming into the shore.
And what about the judge? What does the judge sound like?
He wouldn't be like screaming his head off. He would have a deep, serious voice that is very careful of what to say. Okay, so I will set you free to invent it, but if you don't, I will dunk you in water.
Amazing. Wow, you're a great actor.
Thanks.
Well, Finn, it's been really fun talking to you about your story.
Thank you.
Thanks for letting us perform it.
Thank you again.
Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to today's show, and a big thanks to today's authors, Max and Finn, and a big thanks to Ethan for naming the Story Pirates ship, naming the tidal wave! And thanks to everyone who sent us ideas for the ship's name. They were all so incredible. We really do have the best listeners in the world. And before we go, we have a very special offer right now for parents. Parents, if you buy a ticket to the Story Pirates benefit in Los Angeles or New York City and enter the code PODFAN, we will send you and your kids a personalized audio message from the hosts of the Story Pirates podcast. And if you can't make it to the shows, make a donation in any amount and enter PODFAN as a note, and we'll send you a personalized audio message as well. And remember, these shows benefit Story Pirates Changemakers, which brings our programs to Title I schools. Get tickets or make a donation today at storypirates.org/benefit. See you next week.
Bye!
The Story Pirates Podcast is a production of Gimlet Media. Produced for Gimlet Media by Jasmine Romero, and produced for The Story Pirates by Lee Overtree and Benjamin Salka. Associate producers for Story Pirates are Peter McNerney and Lauren Glover. Technical direction by Sam Baer. Recording, sound design, and mixing by Sam Baer and Josh Hahn at the Relic Room in New York City. Theme song by Bobby Lord. Our head writer is Rachel Winitsky. Contributing writers are Nick Canellis, Peter McNerney, Megan O'Neill, and Lee Overtree. Contributors to today's episode include Eric Austin, Andrew Butler, Nick Canellis, Jack Mitchell, Brendan O'Grady, Megan O'Neill, Lee Overtree, Emily Olcott, Sam Reese, Chris Simpson, and Rachel Winitsky. The music and lyrics for How the Grizzly Bear Turned into a Polar Bear were written by Andrew Butler, produced by Brendan O'Grady, and associate produced by Jack Mitchell, with vocal arrangements and direction by Jack Mitchell. And now, if you don't mind, I need to go scratch my back on this tree. Right there.
Hey! You're rubbing your back on our house again!
Sorry, mice!